crossed, because air quality is one of my preoccupations. And believe me, Euston Road, that new King's Cross Square, the road on which you live, the air quality is way, way, way below EU directive law. So I'd be quite interested to know what your view on expanding LEZs is, because at the moment, what we've got is an LEZ within the M25, but there are those of us who think that there should be an inner London LEZ, which essentially, most of the particulates are being generated by diesel vehicles, and there are Euro 5 and Euro 6 standards. So where do you stand, both of you, on LEZs in central London?
My colleague Mike Tuffrey, our group, there's three of us on the London Assembly, has been calling for a long time for a clean air zone in central London and really trying to tackle diesel engines. So I think that is something we're looking at. We were talking about it only last week because our figures depended on using some of the technology from the Western Extension, which has now gone. So we're just revising how we could get that to look. But also, Mike and I launched our plan called The Big Switch, which we have done a lot of work working with industry, looking at banks and so on who would be able to help with the financing, to look at how we can turn London's taxis, buses and light goods vehicles electric by about 2020. And we think the plans actually stack up. We think the technology is gradually there. And in fact, there is the first electric bus is coming to London shortly. And in fact, the mayor pointed at Mike and I to say, there you go, I'm listening to you. So he does sometimes take on board what we're saying. We think actually we can start to roll that out, and that would really tackle the air quality. But also, I mean, I don't at the moment, but I used to live above shops on a main road, the Woolworth Road in Southwark, going down to Elephant and Castle. Very, very noisy environment. If you end up with buses and so on being electric, the noise, you know, in terms of quality of life, it's not only the quality of the air that you breathe, but it's also going to be the quality of your life in terms of noise reduction. I think it will make town centres even more attractive to live in than they are now, because people really want to, because you haven't got the same hum and noise from the volume of traffic going along.
We're talking about potentially a 25% improvement in air quality across London, but 60% improvement in inner London if we can switch the taxis, buses and light goods vehicles to electric. And it's not simply a case, you know, it's one of these happy occurrences where economically they make sense. So electric taxis, for example, over the lifetime of an electric taxi, because of the way that diesel prices are going and so forth, it actually makes economic sense for taxi drivers to change to electric taxis. But there isn't the political will at the moment with the current mayor or with Transport for London to encourage this, to invest in the research and so forth to make sure that it does happen.
Mm-hmm.